and had built up a 10-second lead over second-running Hamlin. Now with fresh tires and some chassis adjustments, it's just two car lengths as opposed to 10 seconds. William Byron midway down the backstretch now, about three car lengths in between he and second place. Long way back to third. An equally long distance back to Tyler Reddick in that fourth spot. In the fifth spot, though, A.J. Allmendinger trying to hold on.
Watching a little farther back, Erik Jones trying to move farther up the field as they come across the stripe. Now it's Chastain and Elliott again, tangling door to door in turn one.
Chastain restarted sixth, has dropped back to eighth. We'll note that Kyle Busch last time off turn two was against the outside wall. He'll continue, but losing a bunch of positions.
Yeah, Chastain gets a good run off the hill there, slides up in front of Chase Elliott. Elliott goes back behind him as we watch the battle for the fourth spot heat up again. A.J. Allmendinger going after Tyler Reddick.
A.J. Allmendinger regrouped. He's two car lengths off the back of Tyler Reddick. Chase Elliott trying to take it away from Chastain as well. That is a battle for seven.
The front two pulling away. There's some 15 car lengths ahead of the third place car of Carson Hocevar. Another 10 back to Tyler Reddick. Five more back to A.J. Allmendinger, and then another 20 back to Gregson. Chase Elliott trying to get his Chevy to work here underneath Ross Chastain. He's going to do a better job of it this time in turns three and four. Might have the spot, guys.
As they work out of the corner, Elliott slides up the racetrack. They nearly make contact. Chastain still holds the spot by a half a car length on the outside.
Elliott had taken the spot away from Chastain on the restart. Ross had caught him back. Looked like he was going to clear him and drive away, but Chase Elliott is not going to have anything to do with that.
That's good racing between those two. It's good racing up front, too. Hamlin doing his best to try to get up here and challenge for the lead.
Hamlin might get what he needs. Austin Cindric had come down pit road. The two leaders are catching Cindric. This might be the pick that Hamlin needs.
And I will tell you, they are just motoring away from third-running Carson Hocevar. Hamlin again will drop down to the middle lane of the racetrack, trying to bypass Byron, still unsuccessfully.
Well, I give Hamlin A for effort, man. He is all over the leader, trying his best to find a way away around William Byron. This time, looking to the inside, Byron on the high side of the racetrack.
Earlier in the race, Tyler Reddick went up there to challenge Byron like this. Byron wore him out. Hamlin continues, though, to stick with the Exalta Chevrolet.
Of course, William Byron has the advantage of being able to go wherever he wants, and he'll try to anticipate what line Hamlin is best at and use that up for Hamlin, make it much more difficult for Denny.
Now they just, both of those just work their way around Austin Cindric. It gives them plenty of running room. Here comes Denny one more time down to the mid portion of the race, of the turn, to try to catch up to the leader.
Byron on the outside, safer barrier. This time Denny Hamlin one lane lower gets to his rear bumper. They cross the start finish line. Hamlin continues to move.
It's just a couple of car lengths difference between William Byron and Denny Hamlin. This time in one and two, Byron chooses the middle lane. So the last three laps, he's gone low, he's gone high, and now he's used the middle.
Backs off a little bit this time. Let's see what he does down here in three and four. Here comes Byron. He'll go to the middle of the racetrack. Hamlin will go right in his tire tracks. Now lets his Toyota slide up next to the wall to try to get a good run at the leader.
So it looks like William Byron gained a little bit of ground on that lap. Hocevar comfortably ahead of fourth place Tyler Reddick.
Again, Denny Hamlin, is he regrouping or has he simply run out of challenges for William Byron? It's about five, six laps now into this stage, and that's when Byron begins to get good.
Yeah, you got to go all the way back to about 10th place to find some racing going on between other than these two leaders up in front. That goes back there to John Hunter Nemechek. Brad Keselowski's back there along with Christopher Bell.
William Byron doing a great job of arrow blocking Denny Hamlin out front. 76 laps to go in stage number three as we pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Tractor Central.
Welcome back to the Coca-Cola 600, one of NASCAR's crown jewel events. Alongside Mark Garrow, my name is Brad Gilley. Joining us in the turns, Rob Albright and Pat Patterson. Covering pit road, we have Alan Cavano, Wendy Venturini, and Brett McMillan. Rob, the battle for the lead again.
Now, once again, Hamlin this time will go to the middle group because Byron was right up against the outside wall off turn number two. Still, just a car length between them.
One car length separates first and second. Into turn three they go. Hamlin this time goes to the top side of the racetrack. William Byron Byron down to the middle portion of the racetrack. He'll block that lane off of turn number four.
As they exit the corner, Byron slides up in front of Hamlin. Car length to separation, back to one.
Brad, good description. Arrow blocking. What that means is Byron is moving around, trying to disrupt the airflow over the front end of Denny Hamlin's car, making it very difficult for Denny to get any closer than he is.
Yeah, and that all works really good if you don't have any lap traffic making you go this way or that way to work yourself around it. But right now, Hamlin is right there, dogging the leader hard off four.
They put Derek Krause another lap down. Denny Hamlin right on the rear deck lid of William Byron as they cross the start-finish line. Half a car length between the two.
You think they were running for the last four or five laps of this race toward a checkered flag as they continue to ease away from third place Carson Hocevar, who's also extending his advantage over the fourth place car of Reddick.
Once again, here comes the leaders midway down the back stretch here at Charlotte. Let's see which way everybody's going to go. This time they're both going to take the middle of the racetrack. William Byron does a nice job of holding off Denny Hamlin.
Hamlin slides up to the top of the racetrack. So at this point, Byron has led eight times for 182 laps. Hamlin has led three times, but for only three laps. We still have 72 to go in stage three of the Coke 600.
Hi, I'm PRN's Alexis Eric. Want to listen to PRN anywhere you go? By downloading the PRN mobile app, you can listen to live race broadcasts and have on-demand access to your favorite shows like Fast Talk, Pit Reporters, Garage Pass, and PRN's At the Track. Download today to make sure you don't miss any of the action. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app, available on Apple App Store and Google Play. Find more information at goprn.com.
WeatherGuard says thank you to today's safety and ops crews that keep the track running like a well-oiled machine. This year's crew is once again sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. WeatherGuard, established in 1968. Proven every day. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com.
Denny Hamlin is going to hold on to win the Wirth 400 here at Dover Motor Speedway, his third win in 2024.
This is Denny Hamlin, driver of the number 11 for Joe Gibbs Racing. NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
William Byron beginning to creep away from Denny Hamlin, the gap a half second. The rest of our current top five: Carson Hocevar third, Tyler Reddick fourth, fifth is A.J. Allmendinger, with still 170 laps to go in the Coca-Cola 600. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday, at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Welcome back to the Coca-Cola 600. After 233 of 400 laps, William Byron continues to lead Denny Hamlin. Carson Hocevar is running in third, but he's moving forward. Tyler Reddick in fourth. Fifth is A.J. Allmendinger. Sixth, Noah Gregson. Ross Chastain runs seventh. Chase Elliott is eighth. Eric Jones in ninth. And John Hunter Nemechek in tenth.
Justin Haley 11th. 12th, Ryan Preece. 13th, Ryan Blaney, with Christopher Bell 14th. 15th, Michael McDowell. Ty Gibbs is 16th. 17th, Chris Buescher. 18th, Chase Briscoe. Shane Van Gisbergen in 19th. 20th, Zane Smith.
Todd Gilliland runs in 21st. 22nd is Daniel Suarez. 23rd, Kyle Larson. Austin Dillon, 24th. Kyle Busch, 25th. Bubba Wallace runs in 26th. 27th, minus one lap, Brad Keselowski. Josh Berry is 28th. 29th, Ty Dillon. 30th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
31st, Joey Logano, also one lap down. Cole Custer, 32nd. 33rd, Connor Zilich. Cody Ware in 34th. minus 2 in 35th, Riley Herbst, minus 4 in 36th, Alex Bowman. Then 37th, Austin Cindric, 10 laps off the pace. The rest of our cars, 38th, Derek Krause, Josh Bilicki in 39th. And Jimmy Johnson, first car out, 700th career start. He'll finish dead last in 40th.
That leaderboard update brought to you by Napa. From repair kits to refrigerants, Napa and its nationwide network are there with the AC parts you need to keep your customers cool and your business moving. William Byron continues to dominate, although only a half a second ahead of Denny Hamlin. Let's go down to Alan Cavana with an update.
Brad, relatively quiet on the 24 radio, but in the heat of the battle, when it was at its closest between Byron and Denny Hamlin, Byron came on the radio and said, look, it's been snappy free since
trouble down the back straightaway. A car spun on the outside of the racetrack, immediately went to the bottom, hit the inside wall.
That's
Zane Smith's machine. It'll come to rest right at the entrance of turn three.
And that will bring out the caution for the fifth time in the Coca-Cola 600. This will be a little bit of a cleanup. Zane Smith's car, a lot of damage to it. 63 to go in stage number three. We could be within a pit window. We'll find out when we come back to the Coca-Cola 600.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part?
Yeah, been there.
That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine kit. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Progressive knows RV owners like to travel at a nice, relaxing pace. Just like this commercial. They're not rushing to a departure gate at the airport because they depart from their driveway. And they can relax even more knowing they're protected by Progressive. Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Zane Smith got loose off of turn number two. He spun toward the inside safer barrier, and when he hit that with the nose of his car, he continued to spin round and round and round. Now they got the car up on the hook. We are under caution for the fifth time here in the Coca-Cola 600. Pit road is open, Mark. This is going to be a time they can make it on Sunoco fuel to the end of stage three right now.
I think all the crew chiefs of the cars on the lead lap like what happened here. It came kind of in the perfect spot. So William Byron, we're guessing, I think with a pretty good guess, is going to lead the field onto pit road. Indeed, that is the case. Let's go to Alan Cavana.
Yeah, during that run, hadn't heard much from William Byron on the radio other than saying it started to get snappy free off the exit of the turn. So Rudy Vudel came on the radio and said, we got it. We're going to tighten you up. Four tires of fuel for William Byron. A little adjustment on the backside, Winnie Venturini.
Tyler Rennick in the fourth position and A.J. Allmendinger in the fifth position on my end of pit road. For A.J., he felt like they had to go back on the air pressure adjustment to tighten him up. It's four tires. They're waiting on fuel. Tyler Rennick, four tires of fuel. They're targeting the balance of his machine, Brett McMillan.
Four tires and fuel for both Chase Elliott and for Ross Chastain. For Carson Hocevar, they're giving a little extra air in the rear tires because they feel like this is going to be a longer run than they've had. So they feel like that'll help manage wear better than they've been able to do.
Byron with a 9.6-second stop. First one off of the pit road. Denny Hamlin second on, second off. Tyler Reddick third, followed by Ross Chastain, Noah Gregson. Gregson followed off the pit lane by Chase Elliott, Carson Hocevar, A.J. Allmendinger, and Eric Jones.
We owe our local stations a break. We'll come back and we'll give you a leaderboard update and another run through the Echo Park Automotive Restart Zone. From Charlotte Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
AnimalMarkets.com.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
So this caution flag out for Zane Smith. We've had a look at a number of different angles and got a little bit loose exiting turn number 2. And when he hit the wall, he hit it big time inside safer barrier and spun almost 4 times completely. That thing hit and it was spinning like a top down the back straightaway. Thankfully, Zane's okay.
Yeah, he was on a merry-go-round inside that race car. And when these cars start to snap loose, we talked about this a little bit in yesterday's Xfinity Series broadcast. When these cars start to snap loose, the downforce comes from underneath the race car. You see the diffuser right underneath the rear bumper. What happens is air enters underneath the splitter, which is actually raised in the center of these cars. It accelerates underneath the race car, essentially right with a flat panel on the bottom of the car, and then comes out of the diffuser strakes and separates just a little bit. It's almost like a reverse wing on an airplane. So unlike an Xfinity car or a truck, where the downforce is made over the top of the race car, if they get just a little bit loose, once that happens, you literally lose all of your downforce and it just keeps going around.
And that's one of the things when you talk to veteran drivers like Kyle Busch and Jimmy Johnson talked about this in his press conference this week. They like to drive loose race cars. They're used to driving off the left rear tire being a little bit loose. And as you just talked about, these cars do not like that at all. And you find a lot of the veteran guys, Kyle Busch spinning out. You just see guys spinning out that you would never guess would do that all by their lonesome. But again, that's the product of this race car. A little bit different car. You have to drive it a different way.
Yeah, let's give you a full field rundown. Right now, 59 laps to go, and we're not going to restart the next time by. William Byron continues to lead. He barely edged Denny Hamlin off of pit road. Hamlin runs second. Tyler Reddick is third. Ross Chastain up to fourth right now. Noah Gregson is fifth. Chase Elliott sixth. Seventh is Carson Hocevar. A.J. Allmendinger eighth. Eric Jones ninth. And Chase Briscoe, your pole sitter after a penalty, is back up to 10th.
And guess what? Ryan Blaney creeping up the board after really having a very quiet day and night to this point. Blaney's starting to move his way into the top 10. He hasn't been there yet tonight. Maybe he will after this restart. Priest is 12th. 13th, Ty Gibbs. Shane Van Gisbergen, 14th. Chris Buescher, 15th. 16th, Daniel Suarez. Larson now, his car running back better again. He is 17th. 18th, Michael McDowell. John Hunter Nemechek, 19th. 20th, Justin Haley.
Running in 21st is Austin Dillon. Christopher Bell, last year's winner, 22nd. Todd Gilliland, 23rd. Bubba Wallace, 24th. 25th, Brad Keselowski, 26th. Kyle Busch, first car one lap down. Ty Dillon in 27th. Then it's Josh Berry in 28th. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 29th. Cole Custer in 30th.
Joey Logano, 31st. Cody Ware, 32nd. 33rd, Connor Zilich, minus 2 and 34th. Riley Herbst, minus 3 and 35th, Alex Bowman. Then it's Zane Smith. He is now out of the race, being scored at this point 36th. Derek Krause, Austin Cindric, Josh Balicki, 37th, 38th, and 39th. Finishing last, 40th, Jimmy Johnson.
That leaderboard update brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza, where we love racing and we love pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com or download the Hunt Brothers Pizza app. Wendy Venturini tells us that we might have seen a little bit of a switch or a lot of a switch on pit road because teams trying to pack their cars with Sunoco fuel. We're going to restart with 57 laps to go, Mark. That should be enough to go on Sunoco fuel, but you want to be sure and you want to be able to give yourself a shorter pit stop at the end of stage 3.
And here we go. The lights are off the pace car. The crowd again. They get on their feet. They're ready to rock here at Charlotte Motor Speedway. We'll restart this race with 57 to go in stage 3, 157 before we get the checkered flag.
All right, here we go through the Echo Park Automotive Restart Zone. William Byron gets a jump on Denny Hamlin. He does that with the benefit of a push from Ross Chastain, but Renick is pushing Hamlin on the outside.
On that last short run, Byron was unable to shake the machine of Denny Hamlin. Hamlin will run dead even with Byron off turn number two. They are door-to-door down the backstretch.
That's the way they're going to race midway down the backstretch now. Byron on the inside, Hamlin to the outside. They stay side-by-side, as does the second couple of pairs as they work their way all four.
Byron trying to squeeze up in front of Hamlin. He does it again. He holds on. Top three, top four are single file. Door to door, though, Gregson and Elliott.
Chastain takes third away from Tyler Reddick on the restart from 40th to third. Not a bad night so far. Three wide battling for that fifth position off turn two. Eric Gregson is the meat in the sandwich.
Josevar now tries to advance on the bottom of the racetrack to his outside driver's right is Chase Elliott. Then you've got Eric Jones down there battling for a spot as well.
William Byron, Denny Hamlin, Ross Chastain, Tyler Reddick, your top four. Carson
Trouble on the front stretch. Got two cars sideways right in front of you guys.
Blaney and Daniel Suarez involved in that one. Whoa, and Kyle Larson gets taken out of that one as well. Got another car up against the outside safer barrier right there in the dogleg heading into one. That was a violent wreck right there on the front straightaway.
As those cars bounced off the wall, the entire pack was thundering down upon them. And that could have been a much bigger crash. Suarez, a lot of damage to the left front of that freeway Chevrolet. You also see Larson sparks coming from the back of that car as he tries to nurse it back to the pit lane.
Tough day for Daniel Suarez for sure. This is the second wreck that he's had of the day, and really, really tough for him to see what happened in there. This is the sixth caution now of the Coca-Cola 600. A lot of cars damaged on the racetrack. This is bringing out a lot. Justin Haley, the other car involved in that one. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, Haley, and again, we're watching the replay. Suarez on the bottom of the racetrack as he came up the racetrack. Actually, Blaney came down into Briscoe, and they kind of bumped a little bit, and then he got into Suarez. Blaney goes outside, and then they make contact with a couple of cars going by, Larson and Justin Haley.
Yeah, and Blaney was squeezed up against the wall. He was trying to come off of it a little bit as Chase Briscoe was coming up. This is almost three cars trying to occupy the same space at the same time.
And Briscoe got away with it. He bumped Blaney into the wall, and as Suarez got tangled up with Blaney, he drove to the inside, and Briscoe, who had a hand in starting that wreck, drives away scot-free.
Yeah, so I don't know that Briscoe necessarily anticipated Blaney being as close as he was. Blaney had the momentum coming off of the top side of that. And when you're racing three wide on a restart coming off of turn number four, you just simply run out of room.
Yeah, you see now as we get another great angle on this, Briscoe bumps in to Blaney a little bit, and his car gets out of shape. The left front turns a little bit, and that is where Suarez was down below him on the inside. So Suarez turned to the right as Blaney was up against the wall. Briscoe hung a hard left and left those two cars locked together.
So Justin Haley was in front of this, which sounds weird. That how did you get involved if you were in front of it? He was checking up because the caution was coming out. Suarez had no brakes, and he ended up getting into Justin Haley. I mean, Justin Haley, truly just an innocent victim in this one.
That's a bummer when the wreck catches you from behind.
Yes, that's literally what happened. Unfortunate for this. And we have 53 laps to go here in stage number three. Remember, four stages of the Coca-Cola 600. This race holds the most value of any other race on the Cup Series schedule in terms of total points awarded between the green flag and the checkered flag. 71 possible points here today. William Byron is making a case where he can get all 71. He won stage one, he won stage two, and he is leading this race right now.
And if he does that, again, he came into this race 35 points behind Kyle Larson, who just took over the lead at Kansas after Byron was on top of the standings for a number of races. Looks like William could go right back to the top if things play out that way.
Yeah, with Larson out of this race, and if William Byron wins this stage, he's going to get 10 more points added to his race win or his race points total. That's going to be enough right there just to push him over Kyle Larson. As we're not saying Larson is completely out of this race just yet, but I think it's going to be assumed. Well, that car is in the garage, so.
Yeah, there's a lot of heavy damage to the right rear. Looks like the tow link has been broken on that car. And they don't, they jumped on it real quick to look at it, and now they're just kind of calmed down, and it looks like that might be it for Kyle Larson.
Yeah, while you can go to the garage now with the new DVP, the damaged vehicle policy that they have in the Cup Series, and enact repairs on your car, there are still certain things you can and cannot change on the race car. So sometimes these wrecks are just bad enough that that's going to be it, and that's going to be done. I see him pushing the crash cart into the garage stall for Kyle Larson, so I'm sure. Sure, Cliff Daniels is pretty optimistic that something can happen.
You know, for new race fans, things have changed over the years when it comes to what you can do to cars if they have a problem. Back in the day, Junior Johnson's team once swapped out a motor in like 22 minutes. I mean, they changed the entire motor and got that car back out onto the racetrack. Benny Parsons won a championship when they band-aided like another wrecked car that was in the garage to his. About 10 teams jumped on it, fixed it enough to get him back out onto the racetrack so he could win a championship. That is not how we do it these days. You can make repairs, but as you talked about, NASCAR kind of tries to control that so it doesn't get too crazy.
So we talked about Team Penske's woes earlier. Right now, Joey Logano, Josh Berry, Wood Brothers car out of the Team Penske Sable, as well as Austin Cindric. They have just literally struggled all night long. All of those cars running a lap down. Ryan Blaney was the lone hope for Team Penske.
And he was beginning to move up the leaderboard, so you thought, okay, because when he won this race 2 years ago, same kind of deal. Just kind of hung around for a while, and there he was at the end. You kind of got the feeling maybe this could be the deal. Not anymore.
So Ryan Blaney, the lone hope for Team Penske, will have his fifth DNF of 2025. With Ross Chastain running in third, it is very possible that Ross Chastain can race his way up into the top 10 of the standings, and Ryan Blaney will drop outside of the top 10 of the point standings. This is the halfway point of the regular season. Pit road opened up. We see a handful of cars coming down. Christopher Bell running in the back half of the top 20. Todd Gilliland having some struggles. Our leaders are staying out there on the racetrack, led by William Byron, who now, no matter what happens by the end of this race, William Byron will have led at least half of the Coca-Cola 600. He just led his 202nd lap as we have 249 down. Denny Hamlin, Ross Chastain, Tyler Reddick, Carson Hocevar, the top five.
You talked about the DNS for Ryan Blaney. Engine at Phoenix, accident at Vegas, engine at Homestead, Talladega an accident, and here tonight another wreck.
And Ryan Blaney has had one of the fastest, if not the fastest, cars every single week on the schedule. Mark, honestly, I don't know that you can go back over the last 12 races that preceded this Coca-Cola 600 and not look at one where Ryan Blaney did not have a car that could run through the field.
And it's been a crazy set of races for Ryan Blaney. Last five, back-to-back fifth places at Darlington, then the crash at Talladega, then he had back-to-back third-place finishes at Texas and Kansas, and back to another DNF.
It's just been tough. It's been tough. They've been strong. They've collected a lot of stage points, but they just have not been able to execute those finishes. And again, for Ryan Blaney, on the outside of a three-wide battle coming off of turn number four with Chase Briscoe right in the middle of Ryan Blaney and Daniel Suarez, he makes an early exit. That car is back in the garage and done.
So the best you can have for the Team Penske slash Wood Brothers combo, Josh Berry in the 21st spot, and then you've got Joey Logano well down the running order and minus a lap. It's just hard to believe. And then, of course, the problems for Blaney and Cindric.
We're hitting the choose. One to go until we get back to the green flag. William Byron leads Denny Hamlin. Ross Chastain now running in third. Tyler Reddick is fourth. Fifth is Carson Hocevar. Chase Elliott, sixth. Seventh, Noah Gregson. Eric Jones is eighth. A.J. Allmendinger, ninth. Tenth is Chase Briscoe.
Ty Gibbs is 11th. Shane Van Gisbergen has worked up to 12th. This has been his best oval track performance this year. Ryan Preece, 13th. 14th, Michael McDowell, John Hunter Nemechek, 15th, 16th, Austin Dillon, Bubba Wallace, 17th, 18th, Brad Keselowski, 19th, Chris Buescher, Christopher Bell in 20th.
Let's go down to the garage with Wendy Venturini.
Well, a long day for Kyle Larson, of course, started his day with the Indy 500, ended that day quickly at lap 92 with an accident, and now ending his day here in the Coca-Cola 600. He was just carted off to go to the Infield Care Center. Cliff Daniels and the 5 team continue to tear this car apart, but it looks like they are done. There's extensive damage on the right side of his machine. Parked right next to him is a very broken down Daniel Suarez machine, and Ryan Blaney all beat up. all three pit stalls with NASCAR officials standing around this area while the crews work. A lot of extensive damage on the right side of Ryan Blaney's car as well. And Daniel Suarez, the whole entire left front fender is completely gone. So a rough day as Daniel Suarez is down here, but the other two drivers have headed to the Infield Care Center.
Thank you very much, Wendy Venturini. Toyota GR Super Pace Car pulls off of pit road. We're about to get another restart. We have 250 laps down. We're going to restart with 149 to go. 49 to go in stage number three. William Byron once again gets the jump, but he doesn't jump far. Denny Hamlin on the outside with a big push from Tyler Reddick.
Denny Hamlin has done a great job on each of the last three restarts to keep pace with William Byron. Has yet to clear in. This time, however, in turn two, Hamlin has the advantage. Can he keep it off the corner?
He's got a slight advantage, but it is disappearing quickly. Here comes that bow tie on the bottom. Willie B got it revved up, got to the bottom of the racetrack, and he's got the lead on four.
We've seen this movie before. He moves from the bottom to the top. He blocks Hamlin. Then it's Hosovar. Then it's Reddick. Chase Elliott, A.J. Allmendinger.
I'll tell you, when you've got the best car and you are the best driver that night, and that's what it's looking like for Byron, he's not put a wheel wrong. We've now got to fight for the second position. Moving to the inside of Hamlin is Hosovar.
Hosovar wants that second spot. Can he beat Hamlin into the corner? He does ever so much, but now can Hamlin get him back on the top side of the racetrack? Looks like he will.
Denny Hamlin was battling for the lead. Now he's trying to hang on to second. Carson Hosovar tucks in right behind him. Behind them, Ross Chastain lost a bunch of spots. He's trying to take away another from Chase Elliott.
He's working the top of the racetrack. He went from third to seventh on that restart. Byron already easing away from Hamlin, who's got his hands full with Hosovar.
Yeah, Hosovar is about two car lengths off of Hamlin for that second spot. Then there's Reddick. Right behind Reddick, you got A.J. Allmendinger. They race all over the racetrack here in three and four.
Ross Chastain powers to the inside of Chase Elliott, now drives up the racetrack. He does the slide job. Move Chastain now up to six.
And we'll watch back up front in that second position. Hamlin now is pulled away from Hosovar by a couple of car lengths. He sits about eight back of the race leader Byron.
A little bit further back, Chase Elliott there on the bumper of Ross Chastain trying to hang on. Noah Gregson is right there as well as they work their way into turns three and four, trying to make a move down at the bottom of the racetrack is Chase Elliott.
Up in front of them, A.J. Allmendinger once again on the move. He's running in fifth right now. Tyler Reddick has that four spot, but Allmendinger's shown a ton of speed.
A.J. started in the fifth position. It seems like he's bounced between fourth and seventh the entire race long. He's still very much in the thick of things. He's fifth, but man, he's all over the back bumper of Tyler Reddick.
Once again, William Byron up front. Then it's Hamlin. Then it's Hosovar into turn three. Tyler Reddick and A.J. Allmendinger. That's your front five. Again, everybody with a different line through the corner.
Let's go to the Infield Care Center and Alan Cavana.
Tough end for Ryan Blaney. Three wide coming off the corner. What happened from your perspective?
No, just three wide tight getting off the corner, and thought I was kind of high enough as I could go, and it seems like, I don't know if it was just a big squeeze. A couple of us bounced off each other, just tied off four.
All right, early end for the Team Penske driver.
All right, thank you very much, Alan Cavana. Battle for second now coming off of turn number four. Carson Hosovar is driven to the inside of Denny Hamlin. Question is, can he hang on? He does at the start-finish line. Hosovar, Hamlin, they're door-to-door into one.
Who will blink first? It's a dead heat into turn number one. Hosovar now half car length advantage. Hamlin will rally back on the top side of the racetrack as Byron pedals away out front.
Here comes Hamlin right back up to the right, driver's side right there and takes that spot back away from Hosovar. Hosovar, move him back out to second. Hosovar to third. Now Hosovar going to get closed in on by Tyler Reddick and A.J. Allmendinger.
So the top five single file. Momentarily, Chase Elliott looked inside of Ross Chastain, trying to battle back for that sixth position. They're back in one.
So the top six now single file. Seven cars single file. Nobody stepping out of line at the moment. Things shaping up for a fight for eighth position. That's where Noah Gregson is trying to defend against Ryan Preece.
And right up in front of them, once again, here comes Chase Elliott trying to make a move on Ross Chastain. Elliott, very bottom of the racetrack. Chastain's got it up high and rolling.
Chase Elliott been stuck behind Ross Chastain on pit road. He's pitted behind him. He's stuck behind him on the racetrack as well, and he's frustrated, Rob.
Yeah, they've been racing against each other for probably the last 80 to 100 laps, pretty much on the track in the same spots. Chastain made his way up to third for the restart, but he's now fighting his way, trying to stay ahead of Chase Elliott.
Yeah, and right behind him, Noah Gregson's got a mirror full of Ryan Preece. Preece trying to make his car work down at the bottom of the racetrack here. We'll get within about a half a car length off four.
Chase Elliott still going after Chastain and catching those two, Noah Gregson, Ryan Preece. They cross the stripe, head back to one.
And back up front now, Denny Hamlin having dispatched with Carson Hocevar. He is closing once again on William Byron. The gap just about four car lengths.
Yeah, once again, it's the same fight we've been watching all night long, and Hamlin's yet really to have anything for the leader. They're midway through three and four. Once again, William Byron in control.
Denny Hamlin tries to pull momentum off the high side. He's able to catch up to within about a half a car length of William Byron as they head back to one.
Denny Hamlin at each stop has seemed to be a bit better and a bit better. Here he comes. He gets to the left rear quarter panel of Byron off of turn two. Willie B will be on the throttle, but so is Hamlin.
They stay side by side now. Hamlin trying his best to get around the Chevy of William Byron. He does momentarily. William Byron gets it rolling up the top of the hill, but it looks like Denny Hamlin will get the spot.
Turnaround is fair play. This time it's Hamlin from the bottom up to the top to block Byron and take the lead. They're back in one.
William Byron now looking like a mere mortal as he was appearing to be invincible tonight. He'll get back to the rear bumper of Hamlin as that's been going on. Hocevar closes back in on that pair.
Wow, that has been fun to watch Carson Hocevar. He's taking advantage of these two battling up front. Hamlin now has the lead. Then you got William Byron, and Hocevar is right there in the middle of the fight.
Let's go down to the infield care center with Alan Cabana.
I've got Kyle Larson here. Let's just talk about the initial crash earlier on in this race. What happened as you were the leader?
I can hear you, but I just saw smoke. If you were asking me about tonight, I just saw smoke off of four, and I tried to get left and didn't get far enough left, and I think the 99 came across and clipped me. So, yeah, just a bummer way to end the day. But, you know, it was kind of just a rough day all around from mistakes I made. So just hate that. You know, I didn't do a good enough job tonight for both of the teams, and you know, put myself in a position to get wrecked.
You have the chance to do this all again. Do you want to?
I still didn't hear what you said. No. Oh, would I like to do the double again? I mean, yeah, I think it'd be fun to do. I don't know. It's just it's a large investment, and to have it, you know, go not good 2 years in a row, I just don't think it's really that worth it at this point. So I would I'd love to run the Indy 500 again someday. Just I don't know, I just think the double's a tough undertaking. So, you know, all the respect to the guys who've done it in the past, you know, Tony especially for completing it. It's much harder than it looks, obviously. So just just a bummer that I didn't get to complete it.
It's fresh for Kyle Larson, but we'll see what he can do in the future. But he's out of tonight's Coca-Cola 600.
Big battle for second right now. Carson Hocevar is driven to the inside of William Byron as they head off into one.
Denny Hamlin charging away about eight car lengths. His advantage over the second-place car now, William Byron. Byron with a mirror full of Hocevar. Carson looks low on Byron coming off turn two.
Carson Hocevar almost had it done on that last lap there. He got door-to-door with William Byron. Right now, those three race through three and four. Hocevar back a couple car lengths off of William Byron in second.
We go back to the care center. Alan Cabana has somebody else to talk to.
Yeah, we've got Daniel Suarez. I know it was 3-1. What happened?
My heart is in the ripper here.
You okay? Yeah, guys, it's just so loud down here. It's hard to get a question. And I asked him what happened. He said he hadn't seen a reply yet, and Daniel Suarez is off and away.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. We appreciate that. Out front, Denny Hamlin, part of the Coca-Cola Racing family, a former winner of the Coca-Cola 600. Behind him, William Byron. Then it's Carson Hocevar. But we've had a big battle in the back of the top 10. Noah Gregson now under attack from Chase Briscoe. Ryan Preece has been a part of this as well.
Briscoe had actually run down both Gregson and Preece and had taken the eighth spot. Noah didn't like it very much because he's battling back on the inside. It is Briscoe up on top, Gregson down to the bottom, Preece chasing.
Yeah, Briscoe's going to take that spot away, and there's Noah about a car length and a half off of him as they work down. Ryan Preece on the very bottom of the racetrack, and Chris Bell very close to that group.
Preece slides up the racetrack just a bit. Christopher Bell closing in on him. Preece running 10th. Bell in 11th.
Bell was 20th on a previous restart, so that car has apparently started coming back to him. He's worked his way back into the top 10.
Yeah, watching Christopher Bell now. He has caught Ryan Preece. He's going to move to the inside. He'll take that spot away pretty easily down here in turns 3 and 4. Noah Gregson continues to stalk the 19 to Chase Briscoe.
30 laps to go in stage number 3 of the Coca-Cola 600. Denny Hamlin leads William Byron, Carson Hocevar, Tyler Reddick, A.J. Allmendinger, your top 5.
Here's Julie Whittington of Hunt Brothers Pizza.
Seeing our brand associated with a championship team and driver like Joey Logano and Team Penske is an incredible feeling. For Hunt Brothers Pizza, it's not just about having our logo on the car. It's about being a part of a winning culture. The connection helps us elevate our brand's visibility, credibility, and it's a huge source of pride for everyone involved. Actually, it also gives us a unique opportunity to connect with the fans of NASCAR, many of whom are loyal supporters of our team and driver. There's really something special about being part of that journey. NASCAR really aligns perfectly with the culture of Hunt Brothers Pizza. Both are all about passion, energy, and certainly a strong sense of community. Marketing a national brand like Hunt Brothers Pizza comes with its challenges, but being involved in NASCAR has brought a whole new level of excitement and opportunity to the table.
This is Joey Logano, driver of the number 22 Ford Mustang for Team Penske. NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
From the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Christopher Bell pitted under the last yellow, his tires 10 laps better than the guys ahead of him. So he's just got by Ryan Preece for 10th. Now he's going after Noah Gregson, Chase Briscoe, trying to move further up the top 10.
Briscoe, having dispatched with Gregson, begins to ease away just a bit, but it's still four cars battling for that eighth position. Briscoe's using the very top of the racetrack in turns 1 and 2. Behind him, Gregson, then Bell, and Preece.
So Briscoe has the advantage on this group that we're talking about. Then there's Noah Gregson. Here comes Christopher Bell working on Gregson, trying to go to the bottom of the racetrack, trying to take that spot away.
See Bell, the defending winner of this race. He is running now in the top 10 as we go down to Brett McMillan.
Well, Brad, they've been chasing after it for a while here. They were really loose the run before last, so they made an adjustment, but they went too far and got super tight. So they came back in and made that adjustment, but they had a lot of trouble on the pit stop on the right rear. That was a really extended long pit stop, so they were way back in the field. That's why they came in during that last caution period. They figured they had nothing to lose. Just come on in, put some more tires on, because it wasn't going to cost them a lot of track position. But they feel like they've hit on something and gotten the car back to close to where it was at the beginning of the race when they were really solid.
On the back straightaway, Carson Hocevar pressing William Byron. It looks like Pat Patterson, those two are catching Denny Hamlin.
Yeah, it appears that way. Once again, Hamlin's up next to the wall, and William Byron a little bit lower on the racetrack, but it's a pretty tight formation with those three.
Earlier in the race, Rob Albright brought up that it looked like Byron had a better long-run car than Denny Hamlin. Is it showing up, Rob?
Yeah, it certainly appears to be. The handle seems to be coming back. Denny's struggling just a little bit. This time he moved down a lane, trying to find a little bit more grip off the corner. Five car lengths his advantage.
advantage over Byron.
Pretty dang impressive there what I see Carson Hocevar doing. Into turn three they go. Only about two car lengths. That's the difference between Hocevar third and second. Byron, again, trying to move up and take the lead.
Takes a peek to the inside. Only a car length off the back bumper of Denny Hamlin as they flash across the stripe. 21 laps to go in stage three.
Well, I think it's almost a foregone conclusion. Carson Hocevar is going to win a race before the season's over. Many drivers have used the 600 as their first win. He is very much in the hunt as we approach the three-quarter mark.
One, two, three. That's the way they come into turn three. Hamlin only by a car length out in front of William Byron. Two car lengths back to Carson Hocevar.
Boy, this is a three-car battle for the lead, and you get the sense that William Byron's car has come back to him. He's right on the rear deck lid of Denny Hamlin. He'll swing to the outside as they head into one.
Well, let's see if Hamlin used the same aero blocking techniques on Byron that Byron used on him a little bit earlier. Now Byron settles back a couple of car lengths. Hamlin continues to set the pace.
Down the back stretch they come once again out in front. Denny Hamlin, two car lengths, stays to the middle of the turns three and four now. Lets the car drift up next to the wall as they work their way off four.
Byron lost some ground on that lap, falls back towards Carson Hocevar. Hamlin now three car lengths the lead with 19 to go in stage two.
Hamlin frustrated.
Three, rather. Sorry, Rob.
Hamlin using a line now that is the exact line that William Byron has been successful at. Now Byron has dropped back from Hamlin by about seven car lengths, and here comes Hocevar.
Byron can't play here. He's got Hocevar right there in his mirror, and believe me, Hocevar really has been trying to get around him. Hasn't found that little spot that he needs to gain very much. Three car separation.
If Byron's going to get around Hamlin, he's going to have to do it in a hurry, because if he bobbles at all, Carson Hocevar is going to be there to take a spot.
You know, we've got eight cars right now within a half straightaway of each other, all of whom could win this race. Chase Briscoe started on the pole. He may have as fast a car as anybody as he's come from 12th to 8th. He's working his way toward the front.
Here's the leader, William Byron, once again into turn three. He goes middle, or excuse me, that'd be Denny Hamlin out in front. William Byron trying to chase down the leader. Hocevar right there.
Every point matters in battling back there for the 10th spot. Ryan Preece inside of Noah Gregson. A replay of the last lap as they exited four. Absolutely door-to-door. A dead heat at the start-finish line as they head back to one.
Charlotte Motor Speedway once again proving it is a great racetrack. We've been having racing from green flag to three-quarter mark of this race all over the racetrack. Try any line, it'll work.
Well, and I can't remember a night so far this year that the consistency has been there with Noah Gregson in that four car. He has looked really good tonight. He drifts back now off of Ryan Preece.
Ryan Preece comes into this race on the playoffs bubble. He needs to gain every point he can. He was able to get around Noah Gregson, move Preece up to 10th.
Well, disqualification was the thing that put Ryan Preece in this precarious position. He has run much better than his position would show at the moment. He's easing away now from Gregson.
Up front, though, Denny Hamlin's pulling away a little bit more from William Byron in that lead position.
15 to go in stage three as Hamlin eases away from Byron. Hocevar now reeling him in turn one.
Byron won both stages and a race last night in the Xfinity Series, trying to get his third stage win here tonight. But Denny Hamlin will have a lot to say about that, and so might Carson Hocevar.
Hocevar got right to the side of William Byron down in one and two. Let's see what he can do in three and four. Nope, his car works better up at the top of the racetrack. Can't make up any distance here.
Denny Hamlin will lead his 29th lap of the Coca-Cola 600. 14 to go in stage number three. When we come back, we'll take you to the green and white checker flag of stage three here at Charlotte.
At Hump Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place your order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find your nearest location at humpbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
This is Kyle Petty for Echo Park Automotive, and I'm here to tell you why you should shop Echo Park before you buy a car, truck, or SUV. Over half of inventory at Echo Park is priced below $25,000, and car for car, truck for truck, Echo Park Automotive's pricing is $3,000 less than the competition. Maybe that's why Echo Park has over 95,000 five-star reviews. Echo Park Automotive is built to make sure you drive away happy. It's even in their name, Echo Park Automotive. Every car, happy owner. The official used car dealer of Speedway Motorsports.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcast anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app. Here at Charlotte Motor Speedway, we got a three-way battle for the lead, but we also have a car slow on the apron. Pat, Josh Balicki's coming around turn number three. Does he have enough to get to pit road?
I have no idea. It surely doesn't look like it to me, but he keeps bumping along down there. He might be able to make it. He's doing the best he possibly can. I think he will at this point. It looks like he's still got some kind of power that he's able to keep it going.
William Byron dives underneath Denny Hamlin in turn number two. Hamlin will get the edge off turn up that corner, but Byron is right there to challenge for the lead.
Half a car length separate those two as they work their way into the corner, down to the bottom of the racetrack. Here comes William Byron once again, side by side with Hamlin on four.
As they work to the exit of turn four, Byron has wedged his way to the inside. Hamlin, slight advantage on the outside. Now Byron gains an advantage on the inside.
Byron, unfamiliar territory as the pursuer rather than the pursued, but he will have the lead. Here comes Josevar. He wants second from Hamlin. He'll bypass him and go after Byron.
Josevar ain't scared. He's coming right into the front. He wants to battle for the lead here. He goes to the bottom of the racetrack, puts the car down in the paint. It wiggles just a little bit. That's going to give Denny Hamlin an advantage.
New leader, William Byron. Denny Hamlin gets in front of Carson Hocevar. Josh Balicki makes it to pit road. We still have 10 laps to go at Charlotte Motor Speedway. We owe our stations a local break. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Speedway in the Coca-Cola 600. We are coming to 6 laps to go in stage number 3. William Byron leads Denny Hamlin, Carson Hocevar. This is still a tight 3-way battle for the lead as they head back to 1.
Boy, it absolutely is the case. The leader is Byron, but here comes Hamlin once again. Byron, when he got the lead, I expected to see him pull away. That has not been the case. 2 car lengths of separation. Here comes the leader once again. We're talking about William Byron into turns 3 and 4. Hamlin, right there on his bumper, pulls down below, shows him the nose on 4.
Byron got a little bit loose on the high side as they come down to the line on the inside. Hamlin has the lead by a half a car length. Byron, though, powers back to his outside.
Last couple of laps in turns 1 and 2, it appeared that Byron was battling a loose race car. Here comes Hocevar. It's going to be 3 wide off the second turn. Blaney, Hamlin, and Hocevar. Hocevar thinks he can win this stage right now. He's got to beat 2 of the best right in front of him. They're door to door into turn number 3. Top side of the racetrack. That's where Willie B runs. Hamlin on the bottom.
William Byron's on the top side. Let's see the momentum. He's able to pull in front of Denny Hamlin. Some lap traffic with Justin Haley just in front of them as they head back to 1.
It's obvious that William Byron wants to get a third stage win here tonight and pile up those points, as he probably will be back as the points leader when we exit here. Hamlin will settle in behind. Hocevar is right there. Running out of time in this stage right now. William Byron has control of it down to the bottom of the racetrack. Here comes Hamlin one more time. He'll get within a half a car length on 4.
As Hamlin looks inside, Hocevar tried to squeeze to his outside. Couldn't do it. They're single file with 3 laps to go in stage 3.
We'll watch them continue this 3-car fight into turn number 1.
It's still Byron setting the pace. He's all the way to the very top. Hamlin looking for clean air. He moved down to the middle lane. Now he'll settle up behind Byron with Hosevar just three car lengths behind.
William Byron's going to run up behind Justin Haley. He may take that line away from him. That may open the door for Denny Hamlin. Haley's up in the top side. Here comes Hamlin.
Justin Haley entering the quarter, the middle of the racetrack, right in front of our leaders. Denny Hamlin right on the back bumper of William Byron. He'll look to the outside now. He'll tuck in behind his rear bumper.
Turn one and two could be very interesting. It could determine who wins stage three. Byron will hang up there. It is now Haley moving down to the bottom. He gets the word from his spotter. The leaders are coming.
Haley gets out of the way. So does Derek Krause. The battle up front. Three cars. Here comes once again William Byron, top side of the racetrack. Hamlin right there. Hosevar right there as well.
There will be no lap traffic for the leaders to deal with. With one lap to go here in stage number three. Byron, two car lengths up on Denny Hamlin.
It is not a foregone conclusion. He will be leading as we get back to the green and white checkered flag. But William Byron will continue to lead off of turn number two. One lap to go, or less than a lap to go.
Question is, can Hosevar maybe get around Hamlin here for that second spot? They run one, two, three into the corner. Here comes Hosevar to the very bottom of the racetrack. He's going to try to pick up second. William Byron's going to have the stage win all four.
Green and white checkered flag is in the air. William Byron wins stage number three, followed by Denny Hamlin, Carson Hosevar in third. Then it's Tyler Reddick. Ross Chastain got back up into the top five. A.J. Allmendinger will finish stage three and six. Christopher Bell passes Chase Elliott at the line. He'll get seventh over Elliott, who finishes eighth. Chase Briscoe ninth. Ryan Preece rounds out the top ten in stage number three, brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza, where we love racing and our military as much as we love pizza.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
We're about to have stage three pit stops, 99 laps to go in the Coca-Cola 600. We'll get into the fourth and final stage and find out who makes it to Progressive Victory Lane. A word from Progressive Insurance. Life can be hard, so Progressive makes bundling your home and auto easy. Hope that helps. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. From Charlotte Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
The biggest sprint car series in the world is coming to Red Cedar Speedway for the first time ever, Wednesday, June 4th. NASCAR champion Kyle Larson and the high rollers of the Kubota High Limit Racing Series, including Brad Sweet, Rico Abreu, Tyler Courtney, and more for one night only. Don't miss this high-intensity Roto-Rooter midweek series night of racing at Red Cedar Speedway, Wednesday, June 4th. Hot laps at 6:15, racing at 7:30. Get your tickets now at highlimitracing.com.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 1073 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partners network car care center, Durand.
We're back at Charlotte Motor Speedway. We're going into the Coke 600. William Byron had three stage wins on the year. He's now doubled up. He's now at six after sweeping the first three in the Coke 600.
Looking for a back-to-back clean sweep as he did the same in the Xfinity race yesterday with the BetMGM 300. Pit road is open. It is going to get busy, busy, busy. We're about to get into the fourth and final stage, and let's see what can happen here. William Byron is going to lead Denny Hamlin, Carson Hocevar, Tyler Reddick, and Ross Chastain, and we'll kick things off at the entrance with Alan Cabana.
Well, for the first time tonight, William Byron lost the handle on that run. Just way too loose, caused him to lose the lead. He was able to get it back, but they are going to tighten up the 24 car with an air pressure adjustment. First of all, four tires, but he has to wait on fuel. Rudy Fugel told him, wait until I tell you to go. They need to get as packed as possible. 24 off. Wendy Vendrini.
Tyler Reddick has to go back a little bit on the air pressure. They said they were splitting hairs here and felt really good, especially on the throttle and the security of that. AJ Allmendinger, who's been in the top five or six all race long, four tires, fuel, air pressure adjustment. He was losing the speed on entry and had a four-wheel slide. Brett McMillan.
Four-tire change for Denny Hamlin. He said the car got a little bit free. He got a 9.4-second stop for him. Chase Elliott, he was happy with his car. He got a four-tire change. He did have a little bit of contact with Ross Chastain as they were exiting pit road. Got real tight.
William Byron waiting that split second to have a full fuel tank, all the Sunoco they could pack in there. He will come off the pit lane behind Denny Hamlin.
Oh, this is going to be a great restart as we get into stage number four. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partners network, Car Care Center, Durand.
Denny Hamlin winning the race off of pit road. Carson Hocevar actually beat William Byron off of pit road as well. So this is going to shake things up for the first time tonight. Byron will not start on the front row when they head through the Echo Park Automotive Restart Zone. We'll come back with that restart from the Coca-Cola 600 here at Charlotte Motor Speedway.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
As America's leading business lender, Bank of America is on your corner and in your corner. With $215 billion in business loans and over 3,700 business specialists across the nation, we help businesses thrive so communities prosper. What would you like the power to do? Learn more at bankofamerica.com/localbusiness. Bank of America, official bank of FIFA Club World Cup 2025. Copyright 2025 Bank of America Corporation, all rights reserved.
When we come back, we'll give you a full field rundown and get into the final stage of the Coca-Cola 600. From Charlotte Motor Speedway, this is...